right. Well, folks, this is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mic Avcast. I'm reporting today from Summon and Fun Radio. I'm here in Hangar B, and I'm speaking to some really special folks. They came to visit here at Sun and Fun, and your name is?
Allie. My name is Allie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Allie has decided to start flight training and has decided to start flight training in the Sport Pilot Certificate. And we're going to ask her a few questions, but we also have another friend with us. And your name is?
My name is Lena.
And Lena, you're her support staff in this whole endeavor of learning how to fly.
That is right.
That's terrific. Now, Lena, what you're going to do for us is we're going to ask you some questions in English. It's going to be a bilingual type of interview, and then you're going to ask the same questions, and the folks that are Spanish speakers will be able to enjoy this also on the Sun and Fun Radio. Well, let me ask you a little bit about your background. Where are you from, and when did you move here?
Okay, so I'm originally from Colombia. I moved here 7 years ago, and I've been living in Tampa for all those 7 years. I actually go to University of Tampa, downtown Tampa. I'm a sophomore there, and I go for criminology major, and it's really fun. It's exciting. I love Tampa. It's really cool. Mm-hmm.
So, Alejandra, cuéntanos un poquito de ti, de dónde vienes y cuánto llevas aquí en Tampa.
Bueno, yo vengo originalmente desde Colombia. Vengo viviendo en Tampa hace 7 años ya. Y toda mi vida la he pasado en Tampa. Voy a la Universidad de Tampa, en el downtown de Tampa, en el centro. Y no, es emocionante. La ciudad es muy bonita y me encanta.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. And you like Tampa. And what made you decide to start flying?
Pues, okay, sorry. Basically, I started doing this because my uncle on my father's side, he was a pilot in Colombia's Air Force. And he used to come and visit us and tell us all of these stories about, you know, how he was enjoying being a pilot in, you know, in the Air Force. And it sounded to me so exciting. And it was an experience that I wanted to have as well. So when I got here, and I wanted to look for that. And now that I found it, it's an experience that, like no other, it's priceless.
So Alejandra, cuéntanos, ¿qué te hizo decidir empezar la Academia de Aviación?
Básicamente, mi tío, por parte de mi papá, es el hermano de mi papá, él era un piloto en la Fuerza Aérea Colombiana. Él siempre llegaba a visitarnos y nos contaba muchas de sus historias siendo un piloto. Para mí era emocionante escuchar esas historias y algún día decidí que yo podía también tener esas experiencias. Es algo emocionante, es impresionante, me encanta eso.
Terrific. And you said the Air Force, and you said you started flying. Now, choosing light sport, let's talk about light sport. Why did you choose the light sport to go after first for your license?
Well, the light sport to me, it's a lot better because it's a small plane and it's better for you to learn and that small, you know, sports pilot. It's an exciting experience. It's very, you know, easy to handle, which as a beginner, you like that because, you know, that way you can learn how to control different maneuvers up in the air, of course. And I kind of relate to the plane as well because I'm a short person. So, you know, I feel like we're good there, you know.
So, mencionaste la Fuerza Aérea, pero cuéntanos por qué decidiste empezar por el Light Sport.
El Light Sport es un avión que es pequeño, es muy cómodo para manejar. Tú puedes aprender las maniobras mucho más fácil en ese avión. Y me puedo relacionar con el avión porque es pequeño y yo también soy muy bajita. Entonces, creo que tenemos una conexión en secreto ahí.
Now, tell me a little bit about the cost. Is it cheaper and how much quicker can you get your license?
Basically, the license is an average of 21 hours with the sport pilots, and the cost is it varies. With me, is $90 per hour for the plane. The instructor is $50 per hour, but it's not like you're always gonna be an hour up in the air. It's actually sometimes it's just half an hour, some 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. But not always reach that hour, and it's totally worth it. The expenses are totally worth what you're experiencing, what you're getting, and that's a knowledge that no one can take away from you later on.
Mm-hmm. So, cuéntanos un poquito. ¿Cuánto cuesta empezar las clases y cuál es la experiencia que tienes?
Bueno, normalmente con el Sports Pilot uno requiere de 21 horas, es un promedio de 21 horas para poder recibir la licencia. Cuesta $90 por el avión por hora y $50 por el instructor, pero normalmente uno no le alcanza a sostener una hora en el aire, eso siempre va a costar menos que eso y es totalmente válido. Pues vale la pena hacerlo, es una experiencia que nunca se va a olvidar y que vale la pena totalmente hacerlo, de verdad.
Now, you are a young lady who's learning how to fly, and we don't have that many women that are flying, and it's great to see some women that are starting to fly and learn to fly. What would you tell those young ladies that are out there looking to fly And also, what would you tell those folks that are coming from another country like yourself, where possibly English is not their first language?
Okay. Well, for all of these women out there who want to do this, I do tell them just go for it. It's an experience like no other. And again, we're going to become part of a very small group of the society, very exclusive. So I think that's very cool. It gave us like a title of the society. But it's a very good experience. And being a woman, it's not a barrier. It should be something that push you farther for it. And, go for it. There's people out there helping us. You can come and visit us here on Sun and Fun. We have instructors here. You're always welcome to do it. Look through it on Google or whatever. Go for it. Just, if you actually have the passion for it, go for it. Go follow your dreams. And for all of those folks who are just getting here from another country, I understand that it might be, hard at the beginning because of the language barrier. But I'm telling you, if you have the passion to learn a new language and to follow your dreams for something else, go for it. Just keep on going. Do not make anything stop you from reaching what you want to do.
Alejandra, tú eres una persona joven. ¿Qué mensaje tienes para las mujeres jóvenes que están interesadas en viajar, en volar? ¿Y qué mensaje tienes para las personas que tienen como segunda lengua inglés?
Principalmente a las mujeres les quiero decir que tienen la oportunidad, si tienen la oportunidad y quieren ir, tienen la pasión, que sigan sus sueños, que lo alcancen. Eso no es un imposible y vale la pena totalmente seguir esos sueños. Es algo que nunca van a olvidar y, como les digo, nos va a dar como un estatus en la sociedad, algo mejor. Vamos a ser parte de una sociedad distinta. Es una oportunidad más a que las mujeres podamos salir adelante y podamos demostrar que tenemos oportunidades iguales. Y lo mismo les digo a los que vienen aquí de otros países que están hasta ahora llegando. Yo les digo, sigan sus sueños. Nunca se deshagan de eso. No dejen que el inglés sea una barrera. Dejen que aprendan el inglés y yo les digo, sigan sus sueños. Eso, yo sé que toma tiempo, a veces es difícil, pero al final todo vale la pena.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, let me ask you a little bit about the air show here. This is your first time here. And how do you like it?
Well, the air show right now is awesome. I enjoy it. Just at the entrance, we had to see some of the parachutes, some of the Black Knights coming out down, and it was so exciting. We had to see a lot of different aircrafts, which is awesome. I got to see some of the sport pilots, the sport aircrafts as well. So that's, terrific. I got to see some other aircrafts as well, different sections with, motors and different type of technology that other aircrafts might have as well. It's exciting. It's pretty good. It's a very nice experience.
So, cuéntanos cuál es tu experiencia aquí en el show. Sabemos que es tu primera vez.
Sí, claro, es mi primera vez y es algo emocionante. Es increíble ver tantos diferentes aviones aquí, tipos, tamaños, clases, y poder aprender sobre ellos. Es súper impresionante. Es algo muy emocionante y es una experiencia que nunca se va a olvidar. Y lo que también les puedo decir es, hay muchas sesiones aquí diferentes para tú aprender sobre sus motores, el tipo de tecnología que usan y toda esa clase de cosas. Es algo impresionante.
You really inspired me by your story. And first of all, what would you recommend to people looking into learning to fly that are in your situation? We've talked about that a little bit. So just a little bit background there and say, hey, inspire them again. But also, looking forward, what are you going to do with your license possibly in the future?
Okay. My very first goal is to reach my sports pilot's license, of course. I'm still working on it. I'm on that road. I'm just starting right now, but as soon as I reach that, my next goal will be to learn to fly other aircrafts, maybe a more private airplane, a bigger one, and, work my way up to bigger and bigger airplanes. And, it's a process, but it's awesome because you do have a road to follow. You have a way to go up, and, maybe one day I want to be flying in a NASA. Who knows?
Okay, so tu historia nos ha motivado. ¿Qué mensaje tienes para las personas, para que ellos, tú sabes, para que empiecen a volar? ¿Y cuál es tu propósito después de que obtengas tu licencia?
Claro que sí, mi licencia, estoy en trabajo con mi licencia. Acabé de empezar para obtener la del Sports Pilot, pero pues tú sabes, hay muchas opciones después de esto. Tenemos aviones que son más grandes, de pronto algunos privados, luego de pronto los comerciales. Y quizás algún día yo pueda llegar a volar en la NASA. Es un sueño que he tenido y eso me puede llevar hasta allá.
So just one more question. How long are you going to be here? And can people get in touch with you if they're inspired by your story?
Of course. Today I'm going to be here on Sun and Fun all day long, as until the end, until however long this is going to be taking. And if you want to get in contact with me, you can, call the National Aviation Academy. They're always there for you, and Just contact them, they will help you out with that. Mm-hmm.
So, cuéntanos, ¿cuánto tiempo vas a estar aquí en el show en caso de que alguien quiera contactarte y hablar contigo sobre tu experiencia?
Bueno, vamos a estar aquí todo el día. Yo espero quedarme aquí hasta que todo se acabe, hasta el final. Y si ustedes tienen más preguntas, si quieren información sobre esto, pueden ir a la Academia Nacional de Aviación o National Aviation Academy. Está aquí en el Hangar B. Entonces, ahí nos pueden encontrar.
Well, I do appreciate it. Thanks so much for taking your time. And for those folks here at Sun and Fun, if they do want to hear your story or contact you, the National Aviation Academy has actually sponsored this interview for us, which is very nice of them. They're actually in the B terminal. And for those folks that think it's a challenge to fly, here's someone who's come from another country and is coming and learn the language, and now they're learning to fly. And maybe someday we'll see you up in the skies and flying possibly to the moon or further. Thanks again.
No, thank you, and I hope you guys enjoy the day today. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Again,
this is Carl Valeri with Sun and Fun Radio right here at the National Aviation Academy booth in Hangar B. And if you want to talk to these inspirational folks, just come on by and they'll hook you up.